Phoenix FM, backstage at Rise Festival, day two, and it gives me great pleasure. I'm joined here by Example. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Part of furniture, mate.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's good to see you here.
I first came in 2005 as a guest of the Streets, I think. It was 2005 or six. They were supporting Oasis, and I camped out. And then 2007, I came again as a guest, Virgin Louder Lounge, you know, with all the trendy, non-famous wannabes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't have been recognised so much then.
Yeah, and then I played 2010, 11, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18. Well, I mean, I know it's Rise now, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like part of, I feel like a Rise, I don't want to say legend, you can't say legend, can you? A Rise...
Part of the furniture.
A Rise furniture. I feel like a Rise sofa.
And therefore you enjoy coming here.
It's really good, to be honest. Like, when the name change came, yeah. a lot of people are like, oh my God, you know, it's like, Prince has changed his name, it's not gonna work. But the vibe's still here. Because yeah. most festivals, I'm in and out. I turn up, I don't really drink as much as I used to and party like I used to back in the day. I used to get down to the festival at like midday, whether I was on at like 4 or 10 p.m., get off my nut. But, you know, rock and roll, yeah, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I tend to drink more with the missus during the week
yeah.
and then come down and you know, I've done 20 festivals this summer, most of them have been sober.
Yeah.
And then today is just like, I don't know, something about this field and the vibe and all the other artists here, you can't help but get involved.
Yeah, yeah. Which is great.
But I'm still pacing myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a gin and tonic, but I tell people it's a sparkling water.
Which is fine. And as far as the festival's concerned, you feel at home as well by the sound of it.
Yeah, it's good vibes, man. I mean, you know, it's the I'll never get bored of doing festivals. And you always look forward to the big ones. And, you know, I think it's a bit scaled down compared to, say, V over the last years.
Yeah,
but it's his first year. And, and this spot, I mean, Essex has always been a hotbed for me. Like, I've always... every time I play V, you know, every time I've done like you know, Cliffs Pavilion or whatever, they've yeah, always sold out really quickly.
Or, an amusement arcade in Southend, you would say.
Exactly, yeah, we did that years ago. I mean, look, even when we played the O2 Arena, because I always used to love stats and looking at the ticket buyers. When we played O2 Arena, it was like 19,000 people. 8,000 of them were from Essex.
Wow.
So yeah. it's you know what I mean? It's maybe it's something about my music. I don't know the laddishness, the hedonism, the honesty, you know, the party vibes about relationships and late nights. I don't know, it's just, you know, I mean, the whole world's like, has can relate to that, but maybe something really speaks to the people of Essex. And my manager's from here, he's from Chelmsford, you know what I mean? It's like, I can't avoid you lot. I've shot my new video. This is actually good news. When's this going out, this interview?
Well, it's going online in the next day or
right,
so.
Well,
yeah.
So I shot a video at OC Island.
Wow.
2 weeks ago. So I've got a new single off the mixtape called Sit Down Gary. Now, it's nothing to do with Gary or sitting down. It's there's a sample at the start of the song that goes, and I thought it said Sit Down Gary. So we were off on that in the studio singing Sit Down Gary, and the song's called Sit Down Gary. Anyway, we shot a video on OC Island, arrived by boat. You've got to see it.
Yeah.
It's look out to it, but that's, you know what I mean? It's shouting out Essex in a big way. Ramesh Ranganathan, the stand-up, he's like the cameo in it. But that island, anyone who's been there knows, it doesn't look like England. It looks like the Serengeti.
Yeah.
So we went online and got all this stock footage of giraffes and elephants and... Anyway, just wow. check out the video, Sit Down Gary. It's a small movie.
It's got to be done. We can post a link to that as well with
can.
The interview. Yeah. And I mean, if anyone else wants to find out more, because you've got the mixtape and it's all over social
media. It's out. Yeah. It came out Friday.
Yeah.
You know, it's been overwhelming, the response. It's like, the stats are so good. You know, like, back in the day, you couldn't really look at the exact figures as an artist. You know, the label would always have it.
Yeah.
There's an app now on my phone, Spotify for Artists, for instance. You can just look at it and see. You can watch in real time the numbers going up.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, it's just feel like you're in direct contact with the fans, with the consumer, you know what I mean? And it's basically just like, it's in one ways it's like it's pure art because you're putting out what you want. And in other ways, it's like you're getting the feedback direct, you know, the consumer feedback. It's great.
That's great. Well, look, thanks for talking to us. And if anyone wants to find out more online,
you mean talking at you.
Well, whatever.
Thank you, mate.
Get you all over social media. And I mean, it's weird. Just type example into the internet and you come up, not dictionary.com.
You think some other idiot come up, wouldn't you? Thanks.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
Oh, man. Nice one.